Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, April the 11th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book and we are on page 19, the third paragraph. We have concluded to publish and the comments will be on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Libby E., the 12 Traditions, Julia E., and the readers of the text are John K., Jordan L., and Layout TD. The share ID for Wednesday, April the 10th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,769. That's 12769. And for Thursday, today, April 11th, the 7 a.m. meeting is 12,773. 12773. Our newcomer greeter is Mary B., and our announcements is Janice P.M. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You, Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Libby E. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Mo. I'm Libby E. I'm a compulsive eater in New York. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Libby E., and I will now ask Julia E. to read the 12 traditions. Julia.
Thanks, Mo.
There you are. Okay. Gotcha.
One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much, and I'll pass back to you, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you, Julia E. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 19. We are on the third paragraph down. We have concluded to publish, and the comments will be on that one paragraph only. And I will now ask John Kay to get us started. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mo. This is John Kiernan, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with the drinking problem. Oh, you know, I love the, you know, we have concluded to publish an anonymous volume. It's ironic because yesterday, the 10th, was the 80th anniversary of the printing of the Big Book. You know, it was the Works Publishing Company, 17 William Street in Newark. It's funny, when I was at the convention the last time, we had the Vision Convention there. Harlan and I actually were trying to find the place, and we didn't have the address exactly right. Now I know where to look. I've actually seen a picture of it. I want to go and just stand there. There's a plaque there. You know, I really believe this is a God-given program, mainly because of the intricate nature of the development of the program. You know, let's face it, Bill was a bit of a wheeler dealer, but Dr. Bob was the calm, spiritual one. And I've always said that I think if Bill had started trying to get the program going all by himself, he probably would have way overextended it, and it might have flamed out just like a lot of other programs had come before it. Meanwhile, I think if Dr. Bob had started it by himself, it might have developed into a nice little program of recovery, you know, that never left Akron, you know. But the two of them together made this synergy that, you know, that turned the world around. You know, I've often joked sometimes that my most important character defect, the most important character defect, I should say, in my recovery wasn't even mine. It was Bill Wilson's. It was his ego. You know, and I say that because I cannot tell you how many times I've come up with what I thought were some really great ideas on how to carry the message of recovery. You know, most of them grandiose, And luckily, I'd have one sponsor or another tell me, you know, hey, take it easy. Take care of yourself. You know, you don't have to sober up the world. That's your ego talking, you know. But Bill didn't have an official AA sponsor then, so nobody told him, you know, that he couldn't sober up the world. And so he tried, and I'm alive because he did, because of his ego. And, you know, because he was a worldly man, he knew that the fellowship needed a way to carry the message, you know, this book. And it's really not just a book. It's needed a textbook, you know. That's why we study. It's not just a book. It's a textbook. The reason you needed the textbook then is it wasn't just a bunch of guys sitting around swapping war stories about their drinking days or griping about their problems. You know, for these guys to stay stopped, they knew that they needed to change. And this book lays it out in perfect detail. You know, it says here that this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with the drinking problem. You know, that's the first time the word program is used in reference to AA in this book. It's mentioned, the word program is mentioned one other place, but it's referring to the Oxford Group program. But thank God those people, those smart, enlightened people that did this, and I'm sure they had no idea in April of 1939 at 17 William Street in Newark that coming out with this book would change the world and save so many lives, not just in drinking, but in eating, gambling, sex, etc. And I'm just so grateful they were there. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, John Kay, for getting us started. I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 19, the third paragraph. We have concluded to publish, and comments will be on that paragraph only. We'll now take names of those of you who'd like to share.
Roz G.
Ida A.
Ida A. Now's your time to press star 1 to share if you'd like to get in there. Anyone else?
Jordan L.
Jordan L.
This is Julie E.B.
Julie E.B.
Shawnee B.
Shawnee B.
And Janice P.M.
And Janice P.M. We'll stop there. Thank you. Okay, I have Roz G., Ida A., Jordan L., Julie E.B., Shawnee B., and Janice P.M. Okay, Roz G., get us started. Thank you.
Good morning. I just want to say I thank you for your service with your voice, and, you know, I wish you well. I'm a compulsive overeater, recovered in Los Angeles County and Palmdale, actually. I'm on my way to work. And I just would like to say a couple of the practical things that this big book has done to help me. I'm very grateful, and I owe my life to God and to, you know, and to another scripture and to this book for my life. And I'm so grateful that it is here, like it was shared. It is a gift from God. And there's some things that it has done for me. First of all, it's relieved me of the compulsion to overeat, you know, and my alcoholic foods are not in my life anymore. I don't even think about it.
Roz, we lost you. Press star 1.
Yeah, I got something. The guy came in and told me to press a bunch of buttons. So be quiet, guy. Anyway, I was just going to say that what the book has done for me, it's some practical things. Like, for instance, I don't want to eat, you know, macaroni and cheese anymore. That's a big deal for me. Yesterday, I was at a professional development, and there is a behavior that I've done for probably my whole life, but in my career, it's like when I'm in a professional development and I'm listening to somebody and they bore me, I'll get on my phone or I'll have a book. But I've learned that that is inconsiderate behavior, no matter who it is, if they're a new teacher or whatever. It's my responsibility to give them attention and kindness and consideration. So yesterday I put my phone away and I sat and listened to her. And we watched this video that said that we were talking, it was all about cell phones and how they're taking over. And it was like God was saying to me, Roz, you did the right thing. You listened to me and you were considerate to her. And I'm thinking about personalities that are, you know, defects of my personality. I'm going to see a therapist tomorrow due to the fourth step, fifth step, and being honest with the sixth step. I have a stumbling block in my personality, a big defect that I actually need to see a therapist about. And because I'm taking the action and the direction, these things are being changed in me. And it's giving me a useful life and a person that is, you know, kinder and gentler and that people desire to be around, and that I get a lot of calls. So that just tells me that it's changing me. I'm becoming recreated as I pray the sixth and seventh steps. So thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you, Roz G. Ida A, followed by Jordan L. Ida.
Thanks so much, Mo, and thanks for your service, and thanks for everybody being on the line. Ida here, grateful compulsive overeater from Northern British Columbia, and I've missed this meeting. I'm traveling too much, but, you know, it's so different with the food down and having access to fellowship. It is so different when I lean into finding a meeting wherever I'm at, and I lean out of judgment, right? So when I used to think about it, I'd find reasons why I was different than you, and that would lead me back into the food. So what I noticed with John's reading, and thank you, John, it starts with we, and I never used to notice that because it was always I, me, myself, and I, team Ida decided. And now I see what a gift that we've been given. And this is not just a program about putting down the food. This has been a program for my thinking errors, for my life problems and errors, and because I've been able to put down the food and able to lean into the steps, I am owning my character defects, my personality problems, whatever I want to call that. I feel as though I'm growing pieces of integrity. I'm developing honesty in ways in which I just never was honest. And for those of you still out there struggling in the food and thinking you can't do it, I never dreamed I'd put down ice cream. I thought I'd have to have a gun at my head. I never dreamed I'd put down so many other things that just don't matter to me anymore. What really matters is me stepping up, showing up, and practicing being the kind of person I was meant to be, what the Creator wanted me to be before all this other stuff. Let go of judgment and blame, and leaning into the steps and leaning into my part and doing service and with boundaries and learning all the things that I just didn't pay attention to and didn't learn. And this every answer I need today is in the big book. And it shocks me, but it's real. It is real, and I feel so blessed. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a great day. Blessings.
Thank you very much, Ida A. Jordan L., followed by Julie E. B. Jordan.
Good morning, Mo, and everybody else. My name's Jordan. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. and this is quite a short but very straightforward paragraph. I just wanted to point out the anonymous there, right? And especially for someone like, you know, like John mentioned, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, the founders of this program. And someone like me, I relate more to Bill. I got some pretty grandiose thinking that consumed the first 30 years of my life, for sure. so this idea of anonymity and this idea of, like, Like, I'm, like, kind of following in Bill's footsteps here and stuff, and setting aside, like, my grandiose thinking, my desire to be the head of vast enterprises and whatnot, and trying to, doing my best to, like, set that aside, and seek God's will for me instead, and be anonymous, you know? just like fall in line and like do my part, play my role, the role that I've been assigned as opposed to the role that I think I should have been assigned, you know? That's a big deal, at least for someone like me who's like super self-centered and whatnot. and then the other thing too, that combined experience, that's pretty cool. And it's another... It's something that that I experienced getting abstinent in OA this time. It was very much like a combined experience for me between like what I kind of refer to as like old school OA and new school OA, which would kind of be, I guess, like the face-to-face meetings that I went to in Denver and still go to when I can. And my vision for you, they're sort of like these two different worlds that like came together for me, and were like combined into like being able to, like I was able to get abstinent, and I've stayed abstinent for a year and a half now. That's incredible for someone like me, like absolutely amazing, you know? And I couldn't have done it without, like, either one of those elements, either one of those, like, parts of the formula, you know? So, anyway, I'm grateful to be on the line. Super grateful I got all you guys, too. I pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. Julie E.B., followed by Sean E.B. Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered today in Colorado Springs, just not taking for granted so much of what goes on to make this meeting possible. And hopefully it's not too loud for people. I'll slow to put my name in. But I love this. We have concluded to publish. This is one of the only conclusions in the big book. Most of it's the beginning. And, of course, concluding to publish this volume was just the beginning. Making something that was available in the 1930s, able today to give me a life, to no longer be 300 pounds, bedbound, 6 medical specialists, screaming in pain, but to be a person who has maintained a healthy body weight and with quietness of the food and many days of my mind, continue to work steps 10, 11, and 12 and learn more and more because I'm just a baby. And it was as I was working with a sponsee recently that we started talking about this word anonymous and how much room there is for all of us in this room, you know. And the author even goes on to say, we're bringing our combined experience and knowledge. That means if you're brand new on the line, you have experience and knowledge to share, and I have experience and knowledge to share, and people that have been doing this for longer than me have experience and knowledge to share. But in this book, they brought those together in a special combination, as the opening reader shared. We shall bring to the task our combined. And so what is the problem as we see it? For me, it started just like the book. In the doctor's opinion, it started with the food. And it started with putting down the food, with putting down the food restriction, with putting down all of my foods, ingredients, and behaviors. And when I started with this basic abstinence and reading the book through with my sponsor and just became increasingly willing to let go of any food, drink, or behavior that would keep me from this new way of life. where I have problems. Life comes at me hard. It came at me hard yesterday. But I have a way to peel that back and have a useful life and a useful program. Someone asked me yesterday, as I sat at their bedside, they asked me, well, if you can do this, you know, does that mean I can do this? And I said, that is my hope. And this illness almost took them out. This illness almost killed them just this past week. And so we continue to try and be useful to one another. So I encourage everyone to speak up, to speak out, to do what they can today, to combine their experience and their knowledge. Not all of it's going to be the same. Some of it will have little twists to it, but it all comes back to this anonymous volume. Thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Sean E.B., followed by Janice P.M. Johnny. Press star one, Shawnee, I can't hear you.
Hi, this is Shawnee B. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Hi. Busy talking.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Thank you for allowing me to share, and I always feel really blessed to be able to be on this meeting, and thank you, moderator, for your service. I didn't know your name, but thank you. So, you know, in the physical aspect of, like, the weight, intense, you know, issues physically, you know, that wasn't, like, necessarily what, like, hold me so deeply into program. It was just like the dysfunction of the obsession of the food. And for me, like when I started reading the big book with my sponsor, I was like, oh my God, this book is like ridiculous. Like every single thing I'd ever thought was like being like all my attitudes and perspectives were finally like being challenged, because most of my life I spent, you know, kind of blaming things and like deflecting things onto others, and then busy talking to like all my friends about all the things that the other person did. And that was like my energy for life. That's what like kept me going. That was like everything. And the big book has just brought, and I hope I have the words to just convey this. The big book has instilled into my heart, my soul, this humility for life that I always knew what humble meant, because my parents were, you know, clergy, and well, I thought I knew what humble meant, but I truly didn't. And the big book, opening it up and reading like the most powerful passages just literally has turned my life upside down. And just to finish off, I did a 10 step last week with a fellow, and it was such like a spiritual, I don't know if it was a spiritual experience or a spiritual awakening. It was definitely a spiritual moment for me, in which, you know, I've been doing these 10 steps for, you know, over a year now, but I was so sure that I saw my part, but I was still so sure that I was in the right. And this doing this 10 step with this fellow, she was able to help me not so much not see like the wrong that I was doing, but what was holding me back. And when I finished doing this 10 step, the freedom that I had to finally see my part, it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so bad, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was like, I'm free. I'm free to empower myself and to make the right choices and to allow this relationship to flourish. And so I'm really appreciative to all my fellows who take 10 steps and really teach me in this journey. With that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Shawnee B. And I remind everybody before we go to Janice PM that we're on page 19, the third paragraph. We have concluded to publish, and the comments are on that paragraph only. Janice.
Mo, thank you so much, and you're doing fine. My name is Janice PM, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Well, let's go to the last line in the previous paragraph. How then shall we present that which has been so freely given us? Well, that's a question. And if you look at the word present, to present, and I say present what? A present, because this book is a present from my higher power. And how unselfish these pioneers were, the first 100s, to give it and write it in a book for you and I. We, who are the recovered alcoholics, have concluded. Now, when I conclude something, I'm determined that this is the conclusion. This is the answer that I found out that I want to give to you. So they have concluded to publish an anonymous volume. What's the purpose? To present the problem as they saw it, as they see it. And what is the problem? Well, you know, I thought like all of us, though, the problem is the food or another sponsor or another meeting or I'm not ready yet, blah, blah, blah. But the real problem is I had no power to keep from starting again, whatever it was, whether it was gambling, whether it was food, whether it was shopping, whatever. I was powerless. See, that's the real problem. So if that's the problem, what's the purpose of this book? To find that power. And that's what happens with the combined experience and knowledge. They suggested a useful program. So what's the program? Is it the fellowship? Well, that's part of it. But the real actual program is in this book, and it's the program of action, which are the 12 steps which I have taken, and I continue to take them every day. And if you want to read about the program of action, it's on page 94, 95, and 96. That's the program. It's not the fellowship, yeah, that's part of the program, but it's not the steps, the real program of action. And I just want to take that word, this should suggest. Well, you know, I've had sponsees and I've done it the same. I've done the same thing. Well, it says suggested. Well, I did, you know, there has been some research, and Bill had to use suggest because when he was working with drunks, you tell somebody what to do, they go, oh, no, oh, no. Tell me what to do, and I go, oh, no. I reject it. I rebel it. But so let's just put the word suggestion. But he still gets around it in the book by saying, you must be abstinent first. That's the beginning, must. So, you know, we'll kind of know what that word means now. And it's concerned with, for me, not only my eating problem, it concerned me with the death of my husband, with my illness, my health issues, with the illnesses of my son, beside the abstinence, because I found the power that allows me now to go through these things. You never know. Yes, thank you so much, Mo. You never know where this is going to take you on a journey that you've never been. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Janice PM. And now I'll take names of those who'd like to share on this paragraph.
Ginger C.
Got you, Ginger.
Donna W.
Donna W.
Sherry KB.
Paula D.
Oops, Sherry, sorry. Paula.
Lenora B.
I say that again.
Lenora, L-E-N-O-R-A, B as in boy.
Okay, Lenora B. Might be able to take one more, maybe not. We'll see. Okay, let's start with that. Ginger C, Donna W, Sherry KB, Paula D, I think it is, and Lenora B. Okay, Ginger, you're on. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Mo, for your service this morning. Ginger C, recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. And I just love that this anonymous book was published, and thank God it was, because it was my only solution to a problem that was killing me, this food problem. And I couldn't stop eating, and I was dying, and I saw no hope, no way out. I really thought, similar to when I was trying to quit smoking cigarettes, that it would just never happen, not for me, not in this lifetime. It just was not possible. And then God graced me and brought me to that first convention, A Vision for You, out in Virginia Beach. And I was blown away. The theme and the title of that weekend was The Power of the Big Book. And I was like, what the hell are these people talking about? I had not a clue. Not a clue. They wore sashes. They were advertising this. The Power of the Big Book. And then because I surrendered that weekend, and I finally gave up, I raised the white flag in a way that I had never raised it before. And I was willing to go to any lengths because the energy and the vibe and what was coming off that weekend, they had something going on and I wanted it. And I asked someone to guide me and to help me. And I just started doing exactly what I was told. And I started reading this book, following it exactly, precisely. And within 6 weeks, I had completed the 12 steps. And I was blown away. For the first time, I was not eating, A. And B, I was pretty free and neutral and doing so happily. All I knew was white-knuckled abstinence in OA. It sucked. And I hated it. And I didn't want to come back. And I always kept it as an option with the food. When life got too hard, I was absolutely going to eat again. I had too much pride and arrogance to give up my 24-year medallion in AA, but absolutely was I going to eat again. So this book will solve all your problems, no matter what you're going through, as long as you're in it and you're doing it. But it absolutely begins by saying goodbye to the food. And probably, again, in a way you've never seen it before, because sugar was no problem, hands down. I've been a sugar addict since I was probably born. But when God spoke to me and said you had to give up cheese, that's when I started to dig my heels in. Like, really? Sugar's not enough for you? But it's how free do you want to be? And if these components, these allergic components, are tripping you up, they're always going to take you out. And I don't want to go back out, because if I go back out, I very may well die. So thank God for this big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. Donna W., followed by Sherry K.B.
Thanks, Mo. It's Donna W. calling in from from California and in Seattle today. And I'm having a rough business trip, and I'm tired and scared. And I got self-reliant and food-reliant yesterday. So I just need to say that out loud. I'm a compulsive eater, and I don't need to keep using food. I have a higher power and a program of recovery. And I was in a meeting that was just really stressful. And, I just kind of cut off from my body. And then also when I travel, I get anxious, like, where's my next meal coming from? So I just need to really stay on God's beam today. I would love some outreach calls. Donna W. in Palo Alto, California, to know I'm not alone. Thanks so much, and I pass.
Thank you, Donna W. Sherry K.B., followed by Paula. Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Sherry K.B. in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. Thank you so much for your service, Mo, and everybody on the line. I hope you'll be well. I was looking at the word conclude, and not that it brings something to an end, but that it arrives at a judgment or opinion about reasoning. So what it's telling me here is that we have a way out here, setting forth a problem as we see it, as it says, to bring about the task of combined experience. So, we're talking about the physical allergy of the body and the mental obsession of the mind, and that here's a program laid out for me, a precise program laid out for me, that for anyone that has a concern with eating, of any sort. So, it's all about identifying in, not identifying out, And so the level of which, you know, you have to decide for yourself if you're a true compulsive overeater or not. However, it's showing me, you know, I just know from my own experience that I've been like I was a revolving door in OA starting way back in the day. And, you know, I avoided this big book like you wouldn't believe. I had my set ideas about it. I had, you know, I had these prejudices about it. And in this book, it says, please set aside your prejudices and, you know, keep an open mind. And I say in an open heart. So, you know, getting into this book, it took me many years to be willing to get in the book. So once I got into the book and was taken through with someone who had, you know, depth and weight, who could explain this to me, it opened up a whole new world for me. And it does help me to, you know, to it's such a useful program because now I have a spiritual toolkit laid at my feet that shows me how to deal with my problems. And I just thought my problem was is that I ate at you. There was so much more going on between my ears than there was the amount of food that I was eating. And I didn't know that until I did the steps this way, in this book, this way. And, you know, I, for one, believe that going through, you know, at least the beginning to page 164, page 103 for me, and then reading the rest with somebody, because it helped me build and build and build and want this thing and want to do the steps and get through the steps and get recovered. Like I heard everybody else on this line when I was first listening, I was so taken back that people were using the word recovered. And to me, recovered means that you're abstinent, you've put the food down, and you've gone through the 12 steps and you've recovered. And so I'm never cured, but I am recovered. And this keeps on giving. You know, like the food, when I was face down the food, I was like, it always got worse. But this gets always better. And my relationship with God, I continue to enlarge that relationship with my higher power. And my daily life gets better. And any problems or whatever comes along, I know that me and God can handle them. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Paula D, followed by Lenora B. Press star 1, Paula. We can't hear you.
Thank you for that little bit of advice that was definitely needed. And yes, and I thank you for your service in many ways, it seems. And this is Paula D., currently in Florida. And as we read this and I looked at it, setting forth the problem as we see it, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but we know there is a last chapter, there is a vision for you. My vision has improved immensely, not in the physical realm, not in the physical realm, in a different realm. But I didn't see the same things I saw now. That's when I think the big book does. That's a vision for you. There's when you see the improvement, because I didn't see the problem. I mean, it wasn't a problem. They were the problem. That was the problem. But I want to come to, and I just have to tell you, I have had finally the opportunity to listen to some meetings, and it has been wonderful, because it says a we. And what I listen here, as I listen to even today, the combined experience and knowledge, that's what I hear. Oh, still? You mean it was written with that, and yet it said today in this meeting? Yes, our combined experience and knowledge. You know, I remember when we go to the eye doctor, I have an appointment next week, by the way, and they put you in front of that big machine. Can you see better now? Click. Better now? Better now. And some would say there have been problems in my life. There have been health issues. Some of the things I did as a youth, I will pay for now. That doesn't mean that I've got to punish in God. It means that I'm going to suffer the consequences of my actions. The way I ate, the way I, whatever I did in my life and my addictions. But see, the thing is, and this is where I would love to end. Look at what it says on spiritual experiences. When you read that, what often takes place in a few months could seldom have been accomplished by years of self-discipline. I tried that one, by the way. With few exceptions, and I'm not one of them. I'm not an exception. Our members find that they have tapped an unsuspected inner resource, which they presently identify with their own conception of a power greater than themselves. And as I heard the life changes here today on people's lives and on my own, that's what gets you through it, a power greater than yourself. Another surgery? Oh, I'm okay. Because I know there is a power greater than me. The outcome is not in my hands, but the decisions I make, that is. And I heard someone say cheese. Yeah. So here we are, just to take a better look at. I thank you for the time that you've given me to share with and be with. And with that, I do pass.
Well, thank you, Paula D. And Lenora B., you're on.
Hello, my name is Lenora B. I guess I'm recovered now. I have 49 days of abstinence. Thank you, Mo, and thanks for all the shares. I've come to vision for you about the last 6 weeks, and I've listened to about 65 of the recordings. I cannot get enough of the recordings. I cannot get enough of this program. I've been in food programs for 40 years. I came into AA the same day as OA. I read the big book in a couple days. I related absolutely. I've never doubted anything it said. I understand it. But there's something about, and it's a WE program, there's something about sharing the big book in such detail that is giving me so much hope. And since I've been in vision, I feel like my abstinence just kind of goes on underneath the surface, because I was in a program for 18 years where they said abstinence is the most important thing in your life without exception. And I'm hearing here something different, that our purpose is for service and self-sacrifice for others. That's the most important thing. So I just want to express my thanks to everybody and to this program. I just feel so much hope. I feel so much relief. And it's not like I'm focusing on my abstinence, hanging on to keep it at any cost, to mount it days, to say how many days I have. It's just abstinence is a given. And now the focus is on the big book. Every sentence, every share. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lenora. And we have 2 minutes if somebody would like to have a burning desire to share.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen, take it.
I don't know if it's burning, but I'll take the opportunity here. Thanks, Mo. Hope your voice feels better. I know what that's like. Been there. So this paragraph, there's two WEs in it. And, you know, this is a WE program. When I came in, I wanted the diet. It's like, oh, this is going to be, I heard someone who had lost 80 pounds. I'm like, oh, tell me what to do. And so I go to this meeting and thinking I'm going to get the diet that's finally going to be the answer to my problem. And of course, that's not what this program is about. You know, the problem is not getting the right diet. The problem is having a change in how we think, feel, and act. And the way I was thinking and feeling and acting, it was not a good thing. And so, you know, it's a program that we help each other with. We become useful. We become useful to each other. We become useful to people around us. And we help each other. And there's such a great fellowship here. And to be able to call people that I haven't even met and share my deepest, darkest fears and resentments with them, I mean, that's just really incredible. There's a lot of trust in this. And you know, and I can count on people in here. And the other part of the we is it's me and my higher power. It's like, I can't do this without a power greater than me. It doesn't happen. And so it's, it is, you know, it, it's, like anything, any, you know, if someone's a, you know, a good pianist or a gymnast or whatever, they put a lot of work into it every day. And for me to have this program work, I need to do the work. I need to take the action and do the work. And then the results are, I get to feel so much better. I mean, I am biologically aging in this program, but I feel younger and younger all the time because I'm in a normal sized body. I feel healthy. The food I put in my mouth is healthy, and emotionally and spiritually, I feel really healthy. And this really is the greatest. And it's 10 to 8, and I'm going to stop, Mo. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Kathleen. And I'd like to thank everyone who was on the line this morning and who shared, and those who gave service. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Jordan L. to please read a vision for you.
Good morning again, guys. My name is Jordan L., recovered compulsive reader in Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God. You understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.